This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
This is Talk Radio. It helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. So many people struggling with their health, and we look for answers. And we wonder, can we really get it back? Is there hope? And the reality is that there is hope. So many times, even myself, I've seen people that have been in the most dire situations, and they come back. And we all love a comeback story, no matter what. We always, unfortunately, love to see the drama and see people get torn down, but we love to see a comeback. And when somebody makes a comeback when it comes to their health, it is amazing. Sometimes we call it a miracle, and a lot of times it is. Sometimes there's divine intervention. Many times there is. But the human will and the spirit to decide that you don't want to settle for what's in front of you or a diagnosis you've been given is incredible. To watch that. So the challenge really is, or the question rather really becomes, is do you want to get well? And are you willing to do whatever it takes? See, that's the question. It's not so much do you want to get well, first and foremost, although that's important, but are you willing to do what it takes? Are you willing to dig your heels in the sand when you've been given a diagnosis of diabetes and you need to lose 30 pounds and you've got 3 kids and you've got a wife that need you and love you? Are you willing to do what it takes? Are you willing to put the time in? Are you willing to go for it? Are you willing to just step back and say, you know what, enough is enough. I've lived for myself long enough, and it's time to make some choices so that I can be healthy and be around for others. It comes down to you, because no one else is going to make that choice for you. Only you can take responsibility. Nobody else can. And so you have to make a decision within your own mind and within your own heart that you want to make a change. And that's what this show is about. It's about creating new lifestyle changes. It's a place where you can come, you can learn, you can get inspired, you can get motivated, you can realize that you don't have to be stuck where you are, that you can get out many times and not just be in a complacent place where you're going to, it is what it is. And this is what grandpa had, grandma had, and it's been passed down to me, and oh well. You don't have to live like that. Life can change. It can turn. But you have to be willing to want that. You have to be willing to want to get well. You can go online and shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And our preferred wellness providers, I want to talk about that, because with all the emails that we get, phone calls, so many people are looking for a provider in their area that believes the way that we do here on the show, the way I talk, and so many times it's tough to find that. Well, we've got a network of doctors and providers around the country, and it's growing every single day. It's incredible to see that believe the same way we do, nutrition and lifestyle-based care. And so we have an incredible network of that, great staff of people working on that each and every day for you. So you've got a great support team. So let us know if you need anything on that front. So many people are needing the hands-on. Great to be educated, but they need the hands-on in the area. And that's what these doctors are putting together for you. It's called a preferred wellness providers. You can check all that out. Joe, we're going to go to you next. You're welcome to the show. Hi, Joe. How can I help?
Well, listen, Doc, I'm about 55 years old. I'm in good shape.
Okay.
Well, pretty good shape. I'm a little overweight, but I've been taking about 2,000 to 3,000 IU of vitamin E every day. plus about 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. Now, I heard someone on Yahoo about they did a study on people on vitamin E, and they were 17% about 10 years ago that they took I think it was like 800 IU of vitamin E and 1,000 IU of vitamin C, and they said if you took that, it just opened your arteries up, and it was like Drano, and it just cleaned everything out.
Oh, I got it. All right. And so you've been doing that just on the pretension that you don't want to have any type of blockage and heart issues, and you were kind of concerned about that coming down the pipeline.
Well, yeah. Yeah. My family's pretty healthy. I had an aunt that lived 109, but I would say I really don't have heart disease in the family, but I was just I'm in sports, and I always thought, you know, it might be a good idea. Now, I lost a little bit of your conversation. Did you say it was bad for you? It could be bad for your prostate or not?
I don't think that it really is bad. Things I've seen, I don't really think it is bad for the prostate, so I wouldn't really worry too much about that. It's just the dosage of that, I don't know that it needs to be that high, and that's just from some of the research that I've done. So if your doctor hasn't put you on it, you've just kind of done it yourself, I'd continue to read up a little bit, because for some things that I've seen, you can get as much benefit out of about 800 IUs as you could a higher dose. Not that, you know, and of course, I guess what I'm saying is it's not really proven that a higher dose of vitamin E is going to produce any more benefit than a moderate dose. So, but is it going to cause issues with your prostate? I wouldn't be overly concerned about that at all. Vitamin E has got so many good properties to it, and being an antioxidant just doesn't even make sense. I've seen that study, though, and I have heard that and been questioned about it before, but I'm a pro vitamin E fan, and when it's mixed with selenium, it's actually a really, really strong antioxidant, and it has so many health benefits within the body. Are you doing fish oil as well?
Yeah, my doctor, I went in for a physical. Everything was really nice, except my triglycerides were borderline, and he put me on a little fish oil.
Yeah, the fish oil is really good. Also, vitamin B5 is really good. Pantothenic acid is really good for triglycerides. And, of course, your diet's a key, too. We know that, right? So, I mean, you want to stay away from the processed sugar and the wrong kind of fats. And you do those two things, and your triglycerides are going to come down anyway. So, I mean, it sounds like you've got a good game plan going. I just, you know, when it comes to vitamin E, I would always think moderation. And I'm not just so much of a moderation kind of guy, but when it comes to vitamin E and the things I've studied and researched, tends to be the better way to go from what I've seen. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Go online and shoot us an email. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. The CDC is announcing a nationwide anti-smoking ad campaign. Good for them. Nationwide anti-smoking campaign now is using graphic ads that feature smokers who had suffered serious health problems and is being launched by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Officials hope the $54 million effort, which includes billboards and print, radio, and TV ads, will convince as many as 50,000 people to stop smoking, the Associated Press reported. The ads, which show smokers who have experienced heart surgery, tracheotomy, limb amputation, or paralysis, will begin this next week. And the CDC, largest campaign they have ever done in an anti-smoking effort. They actually have a national quit smoking hotline. They said this is incredibly important. The CDC said the number of Americans who smoke has been stuck at about 20% in recent years following decades of significant declines. So they're hoping this will kind of kick it into high gear. And if you do smoke, and if you ask me what one thing can I do to improve my health, I see people that eat organic, they exercise, they drink tons of distilled water, and they smoke. I'm thinking, what are you thinking? Drop the cigarettes, no doubt. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6 and should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And don't forget, the body can change regardless of what you're struggling with, regardless of what you've been diagnosed with. You don't have to be stuck with it. The body can change. You can change. It's all about changing our lifestyle choices. Remember, two-thirds lifestyle, one-third genetics, but 100% you. So think about it. What are you going to change? Are you going to change your lifestyle? You can do that. But what about your genetics? Well, we're going to be talking real soon about some genetic profile testing that can literally get down to the root of your genetics and take you to the next level nutritionally, finding out what your genes need, not just what your blood needs, but what your genes say that you need. Genetic nutrition testing is right around the corner. There is new research, and it is the next wave, and it radically is going to transform our health and our life. It's going to be powerful. So I'll keep you posted on that coming up real soon. We're going to go to Victor right now. Hi, Victor.
Hi, how are you, sir?
I am living well, friend.
Okay. About 10 years ago, I'm 70 years old now.
Ah, you're spring chicken.
Right. And I keep myself in good shape. I try to eat right. I drink a lot of water. And I develop hot feet. And whenever the summer comes, I have a hard time wearing socks and shoes, wear socks and sneakers.
Okay.
And I've got flat feet, so I've got certain sneakers that I want to wear because it's better for my flat feet. But the ones that have a lot of support are heavier sneakers. And I just was wondering if you could tell me what I can try.
You mean as far as your feet go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, have you been to a podiatrist?
I've been to a podiatrist. Every doctor I've gone to in the last 10 years, I ask them, even my eye doctor.
Well, you never know.
Right.
They're trained in it, too, in the early days. So the deal is with the feet, I would look into maybe a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician. Here's why. Anytime you deal with the gait of the body, you deal with the structure of the body, you're dealing with how everything is positioned. And with flat feet, of course, there is when the arches drop and the feet go flat, then it can cause some instabilities in the way that the knees set. If you're standing up looking at someone, from the way the knees set to the hips to the lower back, and they can create inserts for you, orthotics is what they're called, custom. Have you had that done yet?
No.
Okay, this is really interesting. They've got some new technology where there's kind of the old school orthotics, and they put them in this cast mold, but there's a new computerized way of doing it, and it will create a custom mold to your foot. Pretty amazing, actually. And the performance of what it will do is actually really interesting. So that might be something you want to consider looking into, okay? And most chiropractic physicians are really into this. Physical therapists are getting into it as well, and some osteopathic physicians, DOs. So there gives you some categories to go look into just a tad bit, and I think it could be really, really helpful. If you've got hot feet, like you were saying, they just kind of burn and get hot, heated, if you will, many times that can be a B deficiency, a B5, pantothenic acid. And not that you've got a lot of stress, not that anybody does, but if you do have even a remote amount of stress, then you can create a B5 deficiency, vitamin B5. It can burn up pretty quickly and pretty easily. So that might be something you want to look into there at the health food store, check in with folks and look that up, because B5 is pretty phenomenal at what it can do, and it can deplete very easily within the body. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Glenda in St. Paul, Minnesota says, I really need your help. Okay, let's go for it. After a car wreck 2 years ago, I'm bound to a wheelchair. Oh, bless your heart. I really put on the weight, and I need to do something. Is changing my diet enough? It is a lot. Now, I know that when you're bound to a wheelchair, I'm really sorry that happened, darling. But I know there's a plan. I can tell you that. And so it's not about what you can't do. It's about what you can do. And when you're dealing with that, being put in a wheelchair, then, I mean, obviously, you've got to look at what you can do. And there are activities and exercises they make. I don't know if your local gym has it, but you can do cycling with the upper body. You can do weights with the upper body. And I encourage you to come up or get with a personal trainer. Don't do this on your own because you really need a customized program that's for you. And a good personal trainer will do that. And they will really jump on board and they will really come up with a good solid game plan for you. So I would encourage you to do that and get with someone that can really walk with you in the process and teach you along the way. But remember, that's for exercise and cardiovascular activity, and that's important. But also understand that your diet really is about 80% of it. So to stay thin and drop the weight and all that sort of thing. And I don't know what you've gone through as far as the accident. I can only imagine emotionally what would happen. And you probably start eating probably foods to kind of medicate and self-soothe and that kind of thing. Everybody does that, emotional eating. But now it's time to kind of get on the horse and say, you know what, okay, it is what it is. Here's where I am. Now what can I do to maximize and optimize my health and go to the next level? So your diet is a key, and the anti-inflammatory diet is a good way to go. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health, and yes, I'm pushing that because I wrote it, and I believe in it. That's what we use for everyone that comes within our system, our wellness providers. That's the standard text for what they do. And, I mean, it's just a solid game plan for coming up with a game plan, but nothing's going to change unless you change. That has to come from within. So it starts within you. You come up with the idea and understand that you're ready to do something. Because once you start eating well, you'll start feeling more energy. You'll have tons of vitality. You'll just feel good. And there's nothing that tastes as good as feeling good does, I can assure you. And so, yes, to answer your question, diet's a big key, but you need to come up with an exercise program, something to where you can, you know, something you enjoy. You get with a trainer, they can make it fun, and you need to work hard. Because getting the cardiovascular up as much as you can without the use of your lower body is a challenge, but it can still be done with the body. And I was in the gym this evening, earlier, and had to get a quick workout in. There's a guy that's in a wheelchair, and he's in there every time I'm there, it seems like. And he is just making it happen. It's awesome. And so it really inspires me. And so I hope that you'll come up with a good game plan. Keep me posted.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. A police officer died after being stabbed Tuesday during a burst of violence at a transit station outside the Pentagon, law enforcement officials told NBC News. Chief Woodrow Kuss of the Pentagon Force Protection Agency says the incident happened late Tuesday morning.
About 10:37 a.m., a Pentagon police officer was attacked on the Metro bus platform. Gunfire was exchanged, and there were several casualties. The incident is over. The scene is secure. And most importantly, there's no continuing threat to our community.
Congress will award congressional gold medals to the U.S. Capitol Police and other law enforcement officers who helped protect the Capitol on January 6th after a Senate vote on Tuesday. The Senate passed the bill awarding the medals via unanimous consent. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
California's largest wildfire exploded again after burning for nearly 3 weeks in remote mountains, and officials warned Tuesday that hot, dry weather would increase the risk of new fires across much of the state. Firefighters saved homes Monday in the small Northern California community of Greenville near the Plumas National Forest as strong winds stoked the Dixie Fire, which grew to over 395 square miles across Plumas and Butte counties.
The Dixie Fire has covered so much ground in Butte and Plumas counties that crews have split up into 2 teams, one covering the fire west of Highway 70 and the other covering the east portion, which joined with the nearby Fly Fire last night. You can see the flames are burning along the hill side here, and we're right near Highway 70 in Plumas County. Lizzie Mitri, KCRA 3 News.
Evacuations were ordered for the community of about 1,000 people, as well as for the east shore of nearby Lake Almanor, a popular resort area. As school starts in Los Angeles County this month, every single student, regardless of vaccination status, will be subject to routine COVID-19 testing and required to wear a mask at all times. Those are stringent requirements for American schoolchildren to simply attend classes at the public schools their parents fund. Yet there are considerably fewer requirements for children to remain in the U.S. after illegally crossing the southern border with their parents. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What do you struggle with? Let's talk about it. You call me right now, and we'll get into it. So if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, can't lose the extra weight, whatever it is, anxiety, dealing with that sort of thing, can't go to sleep at night, have sleep apnea, what's going on? Let's talk about it. That's what this show's about. If you're a new listener, welcome. You've been listening with us for a while. Welcome. Glad you're here. And if you've got a question maybe for a friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one, something like that, we can help you. That's what we're here for. It's your health. It's the closest thing to you. You may think your money is the closest thing to you, but I'll tell you what. Take away the money, you'll be stressed out. Take away your health, you'll be freaked out. So this is about calming that down and giving you real solutions so you can really live the life and the freedom that you deserve. Go online. You can send me an email there. And also our Wellness Provider Network. These are healthcare providers and trusted professionals that can coach you in all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about here on the show. So if you don't have a clue, that's what they're for. And their network's growing every single day. Got folks around the country and might have someone near you. So our Wellness Provider Network, you can go online and check out that website. Raising good cholesterol may cut heart risk in diabetes patients. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first, we're going to go to Linda. Hi, Linda.
Yes. My question is, I was talking with, I was listening to you earlier, and the lady called in with a memory problem. And my mother and my two aunts ended up with dementia in their 80s, and of course I'm very concerned about that, paranoid about that. You were talking about some of the foods, and you were kind of stressing, I thought, the organic meat products and stuff, and I'm a vegetarian. So what would you recommend if you're vegetarian to help with the memory?
Well, will you do fish and eggs?
No.
No, because you have a hard time with it? You have an ethical issue with it, or?
Both, and I don't like fish, but I am taking a fish supplement.
It's not
because
do
I
it.
Can't stand fish to taste fish.
You taking a gel cap or the oil?
No, a gel cap.
Gel caps don't work. It takes 14 gel cap. Takes 14 gel caps equal 1 tablespoon.
Oh,
and minimum 1 tablespoon, 1 tablespoon twice a day in the wintertime, typically for an adult. And usually 1 tablespoon in the summertime is what's generally recommended for fish oil. So you'd be looking at about 28 gel caps in the wintertime. Even to cut, to even get close to around the range that you need. Now, studies were done with about 3,000 milligrams of fish oil, which would be about 3 gel caps per se, but 3 or 4. And typically that equals about maybe 1 to 2 pieces of fish. But you need a lot more than that typically for brain chemistry and for lowering inflammation in the body. And, you know, they always get worried about fish oil and can you get too much? No, it's omega-3 fats. Cod liver oil has vitamin D in it, but it only has 400 units roughly per teaspoon. So even at a tablespoon, you're getting, you know, maybe 1,600 units, which is, you know, if you don't take a vitamin D supplement, and I'll tell you the absolute best to raise acetylcholine, the absolute best food, hands down, 100% that will raise acetylcholine are eggs. Because the yolk is full of choline. You have an issue with that, though, ethically or somehow?
Well, I could make myself do that. Yeah, ethically, I don't like doing that. You're eating a fetus is basically what you're doing, right?
Yeah, I mean, technically, yeah, but we could get into a long discussion about that. I'm just going to tell you this. It's a whole food, right? We can debate on, you know, whether it's meant to be eaten or not. And that, again, it's a long discussion. I'm just here to tell you that through research, we know that choline, lecithin, those two components are in the egg yolk. The egg is probably the absolute perfect protein you could put in your body, bar none. So if you want to rebuild and create good, new, healthy cells, which the body needs proteins to do that, and you want to use something that can literally create in the body and raise acetylcholine levels in the brain, eggs are just second to none. I mean, second to none that will raise it. You can do supplements, but nothing's going to touch it, in my opinion, as much as food will. And the more we can get from our natural food sources to affect our bodies, the better. I mean, really, when it comes down to it. Because acetylcholine levels really drop when you have a lot of stress. And the more stress we have and the more it drops, of course, cognitive function goes down, memory function goes down, and it's just kind of a big mess. And we're really in that a lot. People that drink a lot of coffee, their acetylcholine levels are going down. It's just really important, I think, to if you can do the eggs and all, to do it, just because it is absolutely one of the best proteins. And I have seen people make major transitions that were having dementia, memory issues, or even had the genetic profile you know, from their parents or siblings or whatever, and they were really worried about it. So it was really neuroprotective, brain protective, for them to do that. And it's smart to kind of ramp up and really work on your nutrition to be kind of prepare so that sort of thing doesn't happen. And again, remember, we are made up two-thirds lifestyle choices, okay, meaning our environment, and one-third genetics. So it's not all 100% genetics. And there's some new DNA profiling that is coming out, and I'm going to be talking a lot about it on this show, but I'm really excited about it because you can literally get a full genetic, they can take cells from your body, and they can test these cells, find out from a DNA perspective what your body is lacking. So if your body is pre-programmed for heart disease, okay, then there are certain components that your body needs to be able to combat heart disease. And you don't find that out in the blood work. Blood work is good for the day-to-day, and I'm still a big fan of it because it can tell you where the body is right now and what needs to change and where it's deficient. But DNA will tell you ultimately what your program genes need. And that is research we've never had, and it's coming. So when you're worried about dementia and you're worried about where you might go and where your body is headed, then that can be potentially a good piece. So you might want to just keep your ear out here on the show. And if you're on Facebook and Twitter, I'll be tweeting about that if you're into that whole thing, and I'll keep you posted. But for right now, consider the eggs. Eggs and the dark leafy greens, and I would, you know, if it were me, I know it probably cost you, what, $30? Take the gel caps, throw them away. Don't need them. They're just, typically most brands are, you're not going to get the quality, you're not going to get the absorption rate that much. And it's true, it just is. And it takes a ton of them to equal a tablespoon. And here's the kicker. If it's a cheaper brand, and I'm not going to pick on brands, I'm not here to do that. But you can, when you heat fish oil, it turns rancid into a trans fat, and it is possible for it to turn, depending on how they processed it and how they put it together. So, again, you won't know that because you don't know how it's manufactured, but why take the gamble? Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Bill, you're next with us on the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes. I'm a 65-year-old male, and I'm
good.
In physical shape. For about 15 years, I've been told I've had high cholesterol. Anyway, but the ratio was always at a level that didn't seem to alarm my doctor. But about 8 years ago, my physician got me on a Crestor, and I've been taking it for about 8 years, and I feel like it's, you know, over the years it's caused some little muscle aches and pains, nothing real serious, but my last physical with the doctor, he decided to put me on supplement, you know, fish oil and some I can't think of folic acid and a number of other about 15 pills actually that I take a day as a replacement for the Crestor. And I guess my question was, I'm going back in 2 weeks to have my blood work done, and I'm just curious if I find that my cholesterol numbers are high again. Would you recommend going back on the statin drug or trying something else? I guess I've been recently with the news about statins, have been a little hesitant. I was glad to get off of them, and I'm kind of hesitant to get back on them again if I don't have to, but I'm afraid the supplements are not going to reduce the, get my cholesterol to the level that maybe I want it to be.
What's the total number right now of your cholesterol?
It was about 180 my last physical when and I was taking 5 milligrams of Crestor, but I had some years ago had tried to get off of the statin, and I still probably run 4 miles 3 days a week. And
it's good that you got the exercise going. I mean, that's really good. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get into this whole cholesterol issue and topic. Your number sounds actually low, 170, 180, if it's total. And I'll talk to you about my thoughts behind that when we come back. Cholesterol, big issue, big topic. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online. You can always, if you're looking for one of our wellness providers in the Wellness Provider Network, people that can coach you along the way in all this wellness, nutrition, and lifestyle-based care that I keep talking about on the show. They can really take you from where you are to where you need to be. Now, going in the break, talking about cholesterol, and cholesterol is a big issue. Bill, you were telling me that you were a little concerned about the statin drugs, not really sure if you should be on them or not, but you're concerned that your numbers might be a little bit too high. You were saying that your total number was around 180, I'm assuming, not just your lower number or your LDL, right? That's the total number.
The total was 180, and that's with, you know, taking the statin. At one time several years ago, I stopped taking it and tried to, you know, watch the diet and this sort of thing, and it went up to the old 280, and, you know, that I got back on the statin. My mother, who is 98, has cholesterol of 300. So I don't know if it's, you know, a hereditary thing that I've got elevated cholesterol, but I, you know, my blood pressure is 120, 80. You know, playing golf 3 days a week, running, and I'm in, you know, not overweight or anything. I just have a feeling that the numbers are going to go up because I'm just taking these supplements, and I guess my question is, if they do go up, is it probably a good idea to get back on the statin or not?
Yeah, I mean, not if your numbers right now are hanging out around 180. I mean, good cholesterol numbers are between 190 and 220. And that's not standard of care, okay? That's not standard medical care right now. That's not what the research says. I'm just telling you what I've seen through the years, my own personal opinion. So your doctors are going to want to keep it under, typically under about 180. And if they're worried about any predisposition to heart disease at all, then they're going to suggest that you stay on it. So I would really, really look into it and just be cautious. I mean, because we're not talking about cholesterol of 280 and 290, right? So we're talking about 180. So from supplementation to healthy diet. Now, let's talk about diet for a minute. Are you eating very well? Now, there's probably a difference between what I think and what you think.
I do have a tendency, because of the running I do, I have a tendency to, probably eat more tacos and burritos than I should. But because that, after I have a workout, that kind of food, which probably isn't the healthiest, sort of turns off the hunger drive for me. But I don't have a weight problem or anything like that.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. The quality of food that you eat is going to determine how cells are made in the body. So if you eat foods that will drive cholesterol and your starchy carbohydrates, eating with certain kind of proteins and the wrong kind of fats can drive cholesterol to go up versus eating more lower glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, for example, healthy proteins, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, and then things, all the healthy fats, almonds and walnuts and cashews and avocados and those sorts of things. That changes the profile. So your diet matters. So you're not eating really, really well, and you're concerned about the whole cholesterol issue, might want to consider stepping up, making some changes. Because remember, for health, exercise is about 20%, maybe. And diet and what you eat, and stress and mental anxiety, stress, that sort of thing, is about 80%. So your exercise, you know, the whole idea that you, well, if I exercise a lot and I really stay on target with, you know, running and that sort of thing, I can just kind of eat what I want for the, you know, maybe 50% eat what I want. And I can burn it off. You know, that's always the thought and the concept. But that's not really how things work, and that's not really how the body works. So you don't want to just kind of burn things off. You want to actually get to a place where you're eating extremely well and you're exercising, and then you can really hit that optimal health level. Because, again, you're not 20, but you're not old either. I mean, you really are still at a good age bracket to make some changes. It's just you have to be a little bit more serious about the 80%, which is the diet mostly, the 80% when you're in your latter years than your earlier years. Your body can be a little bit more forgiving early on. But now it's kind of a game changer. You want to make sure that you are making good choices, and you want to make sure that you really can kind of go to that level, the next level, which that's what you want to do. And you can. It's just, again, cholesterol, red yeast rice, the supplements, vitamin E, which has really good research on it, even in medical text. Those are great. Now, do you want to get your blood work checked every 6 months minimum? Yeah, without a doubt, with your doctor. And if your doctor wants you to be on statins, I'm not telling you to not do that. We're just having a conversation. Because you want to be respectful of what they say. And I only say that because I am one and I understand they're abiding by what we call standards of care. And they have to. They're looking out for your best interest. So it's going to be your own decision. If you say, hey, I really want to work on lifestyle modification and do this my own way, you just got to let them know that so they can note it in their chart, cover their rear end. Okay, keep me posted. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.